Hello people, I'm using iPhone 4 and it's really shit. I never know if it's recording or not. So this is part 2 of my update. I'm still in my garden having a fag because I'm very naughty. Okay, so my second update. I had, and I still have, funding issues. This might be quite a long boo. For those who don't know, I go to a blank college in Hereford, and to get there, the council, or the local authority as they're called, they have to pay 50 grand for me to get there a year. And this is my third final year, and in June I decided to do some ASs to pick up some UCAS points to be able to go to uni. So the manager, her name is Nicola, I spoke to her in June and I said, I want to carry on with massage and I want to pick 3 ASs. See which 2 ASs I'm the best at and drop the third because I picked maths and I thought I'm going to struggle with it. So September came and Jane, my massage teacher, turned around to me and she says, oh, how is Summer and blah, 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 blah. And she says, you know, I was like, who was in our new group? And she says, oh, there's 8 people, but you're not on my programme. And I was like, what? I did pick up massage. So then I went to talk to Nicola and they said they changed my funding to do ASs and there's no space for me to do massage. I might be able to pick up 2 hours after Christmas to do reflexology and stuff with the group that's going to be doing it after Christmas. And I was like, fair enough. So I went to all my ASs, sociology, psychology and maths. And I really enjoy all 3 of them. But I struggled with maths. We have 5 hours of maths and every single time she gives us homework. And every single hour we go through different things. So we don't actually practice it in lessons like we did in secondary school. Oh, let me pause this. Yeah, sorry, that was my neighbour. We don't practice it, so she gives us homework, and apparently it's easier than the exam, so in reality we're supposed to be getting 8 out of 10 at least, or 10 out of 12, depends how many questions there are. So I really started struggling with the homework, because it was a lot, and psychology and sociology, I started being behind, because I didn't have time to revise the lessons, and I had to do my assignments, essays and stuff, and it was really a lot. So I went to talk to Nicola and I said I want to drop maths, and they turned around to me and they said if I drop maths I might risk my funding because it's all about ASs. So I went to talk to Eleanor, who actually talks to the funders on the phone and sorts the funding out, and she says we are still fighting for your funding for this year because your local authority does not like the idea of you dropping massage and doing ASs because you can do ASs back at home. And I told her my plan that I told Nicola in June, and she wrote it down. We had a really long discussion and I said to her, I want to drop maths, I want to carry on with sociology and psychology, but I want to pick up massage because that's the reason why I came here. And there's loads of different arguments for and against it, but I'm not going to go into it because it'll take me more than 10 minutes. So I had a meeting with her for an hour, well, about half an hour. And that really made me depressed because I don't really want to leave college at this precise moment. And I didn't realise they're still fighting for my funding for this year. So it's been like 2 months and they haven't told me anything about it. So oh, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they will let me drop maths and they'll be happy that I still want to carry on with massage. It's a bit twisted and, oh God, but what can I say? Hopefully it will work out because I want to finish my reflexology and there's 2 qualifications you can do, international and national, and I want to do both of them. So I'll keep you updated on that, guys. As soon as I hear anything, I will do a boo. it's a bit frustrating, I suppose, but I made new friends and stuff in college, and I don't really want to leave right now. I'd rather stay at college than at home. I'm really bored at home. I've got loads of work to do this half term, so hopefully I'll get better by tomorrow so I can start my essays and revise and stuff, because it is a lot. But, yeah.